On Tuesday, we celebrated the feast of St. Dominic, which was great, and I was especially a little excited because I was the presiding priest for the Mass, or at least that's what I thought until I went to put my homily at the Ambo, and I saw that there's already one sitting there by Father Dennis, and my first thought was like, oh, that's nice of him to make a homily for me that could have done that, but I'd actually just misread the schedule, and he was the presiding priest, and I thought, well, you know, let's just I'll just switch mine out for his and see what happens. And he was quite confused at the homily time. But I bring this up because on Tuesday, I was going to speak about St. Dominic and his understanding between prayer and action. Because St. Dominic started a monastic order, which means that it's an order that lives apart from the world and is dedicated to prayer. But the order is also one, they're known as the Order of Preachers. And so it's also an order that's dedicated to going out and spreading the gospel to fulfill, as he is well known for, setting the world on fire with God's love. And it is for this reason why he is the perfect saint for us here at St. Dominic as we continue the initiative of what Father Dennis has coined the way, when you see the posters out in the narthexes after Mass today. The way, which is we're trying to form and equip each one of us to go out and set the world on fire like St. Dominic. And to do this, though, we must imitate St. Dominic and be people both of prayer and of action. And the tough part is knowing how to do this. It's hard to actually want to do this, and it's hard to go out and do this without getting overwhelmed. Which leads us to the gospel for today, which I think is a perfect and beautiful example of why we must be both people of prayer and action, as exampled by St. Peter and the disciples. For St. Peter and the disciples in our gospel show us what happens when we are people only of action, and when we are people only of prayer. And so let's dive right in and start at the beginning, where we encounter St. Peter and the disciples on a boat. And they find themselves in the midst of a storm with heavy wind. And in a sense, isn't that where we are right now? We're in our boat of St. Dominic. A lot of church architectures, actually, a lot of church buildings, were made so that the underside, the ceiling, looks like the underside of a boat. So if you took the boat, the church, and flipped it upside down, it would be like a boat floating in water. And so we're kind of in this boat of St. Dominic, and we're going through life and its storms and winds that we encounter. And this boat provides a refuge for us, a place of safety. It's also a place of prayer, where we encounter the Lord. But the Lord comes to St. Peter and the disciples and to us, and he says, come on, I need you out of the boat. I need you to go out and tell people about me. Now, some of us are like the disciples and say, I don't think so, Lord. Do not see the storms and the winds blowing about. I'd much rather stay here where it is safe. Because we know it's hard to go and bring our faith outside of the boat of St. Dominic. It's easy to pray and speak about Christ here in church. It's much harder to do it out there, where the storms and wind is. Others of us, though, are like St. Peter, and we eagerly respond to the Lord's wish, and we say, whatever you say, Lord, and we jump out of the boat, and we go about striving to do what the Lord asks. And we leave St. Dominic, and we go to spread the gospel and do works of service and charity. We're volunteering. But as St. Peter is walking on water, which is amazing, he begins to notice just how dangerous it is out of the boat. And seeing that, he begins to sink. And I want to argue that St. Peter is the example to us of what it means to be a person only of action, and the disciples who remain in the boat are an example of what it means to be a person only of prayer. And we can see the good and bad of each one. For St. Peter and us who jump out of the boat, we are the people of action. And we are willing to brave the storms in order to follow Christ. And we leave St. Dominic and we pour ourselves out into people to spread the good news. We're sharing our faith, we're talking to people, we're inviting them back, we're volunteering and serving. And yet the danger is that, like St. Peter, when we're away from the boat too long, away from St. Dominic, this place of refuge, away from this place of prayer, the storms and winds of the world can take our eyes off Christ, like it did to St. Peter, and we begin to sink then. We burn out. It becomes too much for us. And those of us who are doing this, we experience that, this going, 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 and we're just feeling like we're being drowned. We're drowning in all of it. Now, on the other hand, for the disciples and us who remain in the boat and stay close to St. Dominic's, it is easier to focus on Christ because we are safe, away from the storms and the winds of the world. We are like Ezekiel our first week, and we can hear the whispering of the Lord. And yet, we never get a chance to get out of the boat. Our faith stays here in this place. And we never get to experience, like the others, walking on water, which those men of action do. And so we have this wonderful example of the gospel that we must be both the people of prayer and action. For if we are not people of prayer, we will never walk on the water. As soon as St. Peter stopped praying, as soon as he took his eyes off of Christ, that's when he began to sink. And so it is prayer which allows us to walk on that water. And yet, if we go into the world with storms and winds, we need to have a dedicated prayer life. And so if we don't, we're going to sink. We'll get distracted by the world. Likewise, if we're not people of action, we're never actually going to leave the boat. We will stay safe and secure here at St. Dominic, but so will our faith. And while it's scary to leave the boat, and to do so means we will find ourselves in scary and sometimes dangerous situations, not necessarily physical dangerous situations, but just being humble in our faith, being in those awkward situations at times. The beauty of it is that in the gospel, Jesus ends up walking on the very thing that is causing the disciples fear, the storm and the water. And he invites them to do the same. He says, when you keep your eyes fixed on me in prayer, and you are a man or woman of action, you can walk on the very thing that you're afraid of. And so it shows us that when we're people of prayer and action, it allows us to walk on and in the very midst of that which scares us. Without prayer, we will sink, but without action, we will never get out of the boat. And to maybe bring the language back to St. Dominic, if we do not pray, the fire of our faith will burn out, and if we do not act, the fire of our faith will not spread. And the world will remain a dark and a cold place. So I think this gospel invites all of us to consider, which one of those do we need to work on? Prayer or action? Which one of is the Lord inviting us to do? For if we really are as a parish to go on the way, we must be people of both. For only then will we get out of the boat and be able to walk on the very water we are afraid of. And only then will the world be ablaze with the fire of God's love.